Now, gracious Heavenly Father, as we open thy word to study today, honor thy precious word, the name of Jesus, the shed blood, and save precious souls, O God, especially that soul that is nearest eternity, that soul that will never hear another gospel message. Save everyone who is under conviction. We ask it in Jesus' precious name, and for his sake, amen. For the past couple of days, I've been discussing with you the motives of God providing saving grace. That is, why did God, at the tremendous expense of Jesus dying on the cruel cross, provide saving grace for poor, hell-deserving sinners like you and me? I said in the first place, Ephesians 2:10, God saves us. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We glorify God by doing good works. We let our light shine, and that glorifies God. John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Negative, should not perish. Positive, have eternal life. Now, I've saved the number one reason for last. I told you the other day that I did not mention these according to their importance. But I've saved the number one reason for last. Now listen. In Ephesians 4 and verse 32, we read these words, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Now listen, let me read that verse again. "Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Now, it is true that God saves us, that we perish not. It is true that God saves us to eternal life. But the number one reason God saves us, and the number one motive for God providing saving grace, is to the glory of God in Christ Jesus. Now, beloved, I hope you'll weigh the statement that I'm about to make before you criticize me for making it. God didn't save you necessarily for your sake. I want you to hear me. God didn't save you just to deliver you from an everlasting hell. I said a moment ago that we perish not. That's true, but that's not the main reason. God saves sinners that in the eternities, the ages of ages, God may put on display the exceeding riches of God's grace. Now hear me carefully so you'll not misunderstand. God saves sinners not just for the sinner's sake, that is, that we might escape the damnation of hell. We do escape. We do not perish. We have eternal life. But the number one reason is God saves us that God might display the exceeding riches of God's grace throughout the ages of ages, the eternity of eternities that lies ahead. Now listen carefully to what I'm going to say. Christ Jesus, our Savior, and notice I said Christ Jesus. I didn't say Jesus Christ. When I say, what's the difference, preacher? He was Christ before he was Jesus. He was God's Christ in the beginning. Christ was in the beginning with the Father. His name of deity is Christ. Emmanuel, God with us, Christ, that's the name of deity. But Joseph was instructed to name him Jesus. And the reason God told Joseph to name him Jesus, he said he'll save his people from their sins. Now, Christ Jesus, our Savior, is the cause, the center, the purpose, and the benefactor of all creation. Did you hear what I said? I said Jesus is the cause, that is Christ Jesus, is the cause, the center, the purpose, and the benefactor of all creation. Let me read some scripture, but let me read this first, and then I'll read a verse to prove what I've just said. Now, in Ephesians chapter 2, look at it, please. I'm going to read several verses. In Ephesians 2:1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins." He quickened. Now, the word quickened means to make alive or to resurrect. Now, you didn't resurrect yourself, my friend, and you're not resurrecting yourself. Let me read on. Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature, the children of wrath, and that's the devil, the children of wrath even as others, but God. Are you listening? But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, even when we were dead, hath quickened, resurrected, made us alive, hath quickened us together with Christ. And the Holy Ghost inserts, so there'll be no misunderstanding. Watch it now. By grace saved. This is by grace saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But why? Now let me stop right there just a moment. Are you listening? We were dead in trespasses and in sins. We walked according to the course of this world. We walked according to the prince of the power of the air, the devil, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. We had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature the children of the devil, wrath, even as others, but God. God's great rich mercy, first. God's mercy. God's great love. See, God is a merciful God, and because God is a merciful God, God wrapped up his love in Jesus, and Jesus was man. That is, the man, Christ Jesus. He became man. He was made like unto his brethren in all things, Hebrews 2:17. Made like unto his brethren in all things. He took a body of flesh exactly as ours, except sin. Jesus had no sin, but he had flesh and he had bones, just like you have. He was a man, and he took that body, and in that body, he brought the mercy of God and the love of God and the grace of God down to man. And he did it while we were dead. Dead in trespasses and sins, even when we were dead. By grace ye are saved. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together. We didn't raise ourselves up. He raised us up. Why? Raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now there are some outstanding religionists, and they are religionists, and some of them are saved. But they hate a statement like I'm about to make, but it's scriptural. Positionally, if you are born of God's Holy Spirit, if you are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, if you are saved by God's grace, positionally, you are seated in Jesus in heaven right now. I said positionally. You are a pilgrim. This is not your home. You are a pilgrim. You are a stranger. Our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior. Now, this is not heresy. This is pure, pure gospel that I'm preaching. So, we sit to preach. Why has God done all this? Dead sinners, children of the devil, filled with sins, talking, speaking in the lust of flesh, conversation in the lust of the flesh. All of these, by nature, a child of the devil. But God's rich mercy, God's great grace, great love, and God's great grace raised us, quickened us, made us alive, and put us in Jesus. What do I mean? Colossians 3:3, you are hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3, you are hid with Christ in God. Ephesians 2:6, you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, and you are seated in Jesus, positionally. And one day, you'll go to be with him, literally. Did God do all this? That in the ages to come, God, by the exceeding riches of God's grace in God's kindness toward us through Christ Jesus, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, It is the gift of God. Now, God gave the gift. The gift is Jesus. God gave the gift. And we are saved by God's gift. We are saved by Jesus, by the grace of God. And Jesus was full of grace and full of truth. John 1:14. God allowed Jesus to come into the world. God allowed Jesus to be born of the Virgin. God allowed Jesus to take a body of humiliation, and in that body suffer death, but not just death, even the death of the cross, that God might be just and yet justify the ungodly and raise us from the deadness of sin and give to us life eternal through the shed blood and the finished work and the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, why did God do all this? That in the ages, the eternity of eternities, while the ages roll on, God might show, and when we show anything, we put it on display, that God might put on display the exceeding riches of God's grace